Hi, welcome back to Eye, a weekly podcast talk show about passion, flow, and creativity, a place where we find ourselves in each other's stories. I'm your host, Erin Holman, and our guest today is...
Selena Romero.
Selena, happy you could join us today.
Happy to be here.
All right. Well, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Right now, I'm back home. I'm working at Starbucks, which has been an adjustment and an adventure all in the same. It's crazy busy.
You know, I've heard fantastic things about working for that company, though.
There are so many benefits. Like, there are so many reasons why you should. There's just free Spotify. Like, that's the top of my list for me.
What? Right? It's actually free. Cool.
Yeah. Free Spotify, free Headspace.
I pay for my Spotify and I'm happy to use it. Headspace, I would love that.
Yeah, Headspace is awesome. So we get free Headspace. We also get access to like 6 free counseling sessions, virtual counseling sessions. And at first I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is awesome. Like, they're providing all this. But after working there for a couple of minutes, I'm like, I see why you do that now. This is such a high functioning job. Like, there's just so much happening at one time. So I'm just like, I see you, Starbucks. I know why you're providing this for your employees, but
it's necessary.
Yes. It's very cool though. It is very cool. And like, my boss, he's so awesome. And like, everybody there is so just positive and like willing to lift every person up. Like, it's a good environment. It's really cool. I like it.
Well, I'm happy for you that you have found some steady work and some happiness being back home. Yes. The listeners out there may not be familiar with your work. You are a poetess, a creative writer, and so many other things. Barista and glass wearer. You are wearing those glasses.
Thank you. They're new.
Go ahead and describe for our listeners just a little bit about yourself.
Well... it's so weird because I don't do this, but one time in an interview, somebody asked me which Friends character I was like, and I answered with Phoebe. So I feel like that's a good point. That's a good starting point.
She's my favorite.
I love
her. Honestly, she is.
Yes. Yes. She's so funny. So I'm just kind of all over the place, honestly. I'm truly an adventurer at heart. And I get bored and I feel things very intensely. So I'm always looking for different ways to channel those emotions into something creative. I've always been very into arts and crafts and colors and everything like that.
What have you been creating lately?
Lately, I have been working on a couple of art pieces, which I'm excited about because they're not really like anything I've done before. Mm. They are taking a little bit more time, which is okay. I'm trying not to pressure myself because for a while I was having trouble painting just because after you create so many pieces and you see what they're like and you see the reaction that you get from other people, I was starting to put pressure on myself to create the perfect piece before, you know, when the canvas was blank and it just made me not want to do it at all. So that was a little bit tough, but then like I'm starting to find inspiration here and there now, which is fun. And typically if I can paint, then I am not writing and vice versa. It's super weird, but I go through these weird fluctuations.
But you know what? That's balance.
You're right. You're right. That is balance. So I have been writing. I journal regularly.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's something that I am constantly doing, but actually like sitting down and writing pieces. Lately, it's been like, if something comes to me, I'll jot it down. But I haven't actually been dedicating any real time to writing as of late. I just think I've been lacking inspiration. When I do that, I usually just read. So I've been reading a bunch lately.
What's your favorite thing you have read?
Right now, it's tough because I read like 6 different books at a time. It's like
that's amazing. I have never really understood how people can do that. I at most can do like 2.
It's like flipping channels for me, and I think I've just been doing it for so long. I also work at Barnes & Noble, but since COVID, it's just been like on pause. And my Starbucks manager really wants me to quit because I'm not really getting hours there anyway. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, I don't want to give up my discount. Like, I'm sorry, I read too much to give up that 40% discount. So I'm not going to do it.
I have always had a dream of working in a bookstore. That is always been one of my dream jobs. That or a library. I would be down.
Dude, it's so fun. It really is something that I took for granted. It's one of those things that I was like, oh, like I'm walking around. I would seriously, I've gotten caught reading there so many times just because I'm like, there's nothing to do. But now I'm just like, wow, that was the coolest and chillest job ever that I just sat around complaining about how it wasn't like stimulating enough. And now I'm at this very stimulating job. And now I'm like, wow, I really wish I could just be like walking around the bookstore right now, asking if people need help, you know?
Yeah. It's the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah, definitely.
We want really what not. We don't have. I know it's not. Like, yeah. I was over there and the grass was yellow.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, right now I've been reading a lot of Japanese manga. Mm-hmm. And I've also been reading, do you know Giselle from Red Lobster? Okay, well.
Not right off bat.
Okay, well, her and I met there, and we become very close friends. Her and I have a little mini book club, and we've been reading The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Mm-hmm. Man, it is so eye-opening. Like, it's just, it changes your perspective so much. It's about consciousness and, like, your human, or your consciousness. And, oh, man, it's just so cool.
Oh, no, tell me more. I do want to hear about it.
So, it's kind of like... he talks about how like we're a consciousness experiencing, having this human experience. Like, so the way he describes it, it's kind of just like, well, basically everything is energy and right. We ourselves are energy as well. And we're just having this human experience. And he kind of just tells you the ins and outs of like how to get out of your head, because lately that's why it's called The Untethered Soul. So you kind of like get back into your pure state, so you're not constantly bothered. And like, you know, life can be so distracting sometimes, and you just sometimes can get so far away from yourself. And so after reading this book, I'm making sure to read it super slow because I really want to internalize it. But just like, since I've started reading it, I feel like it's helped me just so much, life-changing, honestly. I love it so far.
I love
really that. Cool stuff. Yeah, really cool stuff.
What's the title of it again, and by whom?
The Untethered Soul, mm-hmm. By Michael A. Singer. It's super cool. It's got like a little horsey running on the front.
Nice.
And me and my friend, we like about halfway through the book, we were talking about it. We're like, we need to be like this horse, like the untethered soul. Like, this is how we should be living life. So, yeah.
That's what I've been reading. Agree. You know, I think that spirit that you have of adventure, and especially the being nomadic, not being afraid to move around, literally.
Oh, I crave it.
I know. I think that was one of the things that sparked in between us and is the reason why I was attracted to your energy. You know, I think our consciousnesses are similar in where they are pulling inspiration from, if that cool. makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, totally. And it's kind of... we're all part of the big tapestry because we are all energy. We're all part of the wave that is going on. But some of us maybe are closer to the specific points on the wave with other people. And I think that is where compatibility then sort of comes from.
That's cool.
It's just like we pull from the same sort of inspiration.
Yes, I love that.
I would love to get a little more into your poetry. You are a writer. Now, this is something that when we physically were in proximity to each other, I didn't know necessarily about you, but I have seen you blossom into your own voice. Would you talk about that?
Thank you. Yeah, actually, when we first met, I didn't have my poetry page even going yet. I hadn't thought about it. I've always loved reading and writing. I just never believed in myself enough to actively do it. And then I was going through a really bad breakup, naturally, and for some reason wrote down a thought that I had and I posted it. And it was the only thing I posted. And I don't even think I had a picture yet or anything. Like, I had just made the Instagram. And I was surprised at the reaction it got. And I was like, holy shoot, maybe I can do this. This might be like a really good outlet for me. Like, it just feels like when I feel these things so intensely, I don't know what to do with it and I don't want to wallow in it. So I try my best to get what I feel into words and onto paper. I feel like at first it was more like I was trying to do a traditional stanzas, but I've always loved E.E. Cummings and how he just kind of did whatever the heck he wanted to do. Like, he's just like, F grammar, F what you think, like, I'm just going to do what I want to do. And I just, like, once I was kind of doing that, I started playing around with, like, you know, spacing and like adding little things to make it just come through that much more to get the picture across so that people can understand and hopefully feel understood, like maybe they can resonate with it. So that's kind of like how that started, because it definitely evolved from like me just taking pictures of writing my poetry on a piece of paper to like formatting it myself, which was a cool, I just got this weird sketch app and started playing around with it. And then I was like, this will look cool behind my words. So it's kind of how that came to be too. So just a lot of playing around and having fun with it.
When's the first time that you can remember writing poetry?
Oh, like when I was 19, maybe 18, 19, my mom got me this really, my mom is a writer also. She's always been into poetry and she used to write. She's an architect. But I remember like looking into, it's so cool. My mom is my hero. She's a badass, honestly. Yeah. But I remember like looking through some of her old like notebooks and just seeing like there would be a poem on every, just scattered, something you could tell she wanted to do, but never actually did it. And then she gave me this really pretty red leather journal for my 19th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And yes. And in the beginning of it, she wrote a poem for me. And I think that's kind of like where, very sentimental.
That's great.
Yes, it was a really great gift. And then after that, I kind of just wrote in there, here and there. Every now and then I would write it. I've always written songs though, but I could never finish them. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to like convert that into poetry and call it poetry, because I could never seem to like finish the song. If that makes sense.
What do you mean you can't finish the song? Are you a musician as well? And would you go about setting it to music?
Yes. Yes and yes. I play guitar very poorly. In fact, my guitar is in Yakima at a friend's house. When I moved down here, I could not fit everything in my little blue Jeep. So it had to stay. Luckily, I made some of the greatest friends ever out there. Seriously. So it's being held there. It's safe. But because it's been a year and a half since I've been there, like, that's how long plus I haven't played. But I do miss it. And I'm thinking of getting another just so I can start, because I do miss it. And then finishing the songs, I don't know why. There are like a couple ones that I have finished, but they're like maybe a minute long. I guess now it's okay to do that. There are people doing that now.
You know, an artist that I was obsessed with last year, her name is Tierra Whack, and she is a rap artist, not the genre that I normally would love, but if you look up Tierra Whack, she has a visual album that she created of about 15, 16 songs. Every song is 1 minute exactly. Yet she has produced separate music videos. It's a fantastic tour de force, 15 minutes.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah, and what you get is fully finished ideas, but you only get 1 minute of them.
Right. I feel like that's how it would be for me.
One of my favorite songs is, it's called Four Wings, and it's kind of about hot wings. And it's like, salt, pepper, ketchup, and hot sauce. It is like the main lyrics of it. It's absolutely brilliant. And I think that you would really dig that.
That's really cool.
Some of the songs I still have in my head, you know, just that's a brilliant awesome thing. So really, in this day and age, I think you're right. You can do whatever you want in whatever format. There are no rules. Yeah. How have you been doing during these quarantine times? How have you been keeping strength? What's keeping you optimistic lately?
Okay, so when quarantine first started, I was only working at Barnes and Noble, and so they furloughed me, of course. Like, it happened to a lot of people. So I was just kind of sitting at home, and at first it was like driving me crazy. I was trying to like, I'm not really like a homebody. I'm somebody who is like constantly out doing things.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man. So it was really tough at first. I was just starting to really get into all the activities I could think of. I was like, okay, I'm gonna write. Like I wrote a rap. Like I didn't finish it, but nice. I did start writing. Yeah. I wrote a rap. Like I was painting. I cleaned and shifted my room around like so many times, redecorated.
We did that, and we even on our own accord got a friend's professional steam cleaner and like did our carpets even, you know.
That's awesome.
We're like, let's invent things to do.
That's hilarious. Yeah, by the end of like, I think that lasted a month. By the end of that month, I was like, oh my gosh, I've done so much shit. Like, I don't even know what else to do because I've done everything I could possibly think of. Like, I just submerged myself in everything I could think of creatively. I think what helped to keep me sane and like strong is really just yoga. I do yoga every single morning. And if I do not, I feel like at first I'm okay, but like generally throughout the day, I have a tendency to be a lot more moody and just, I just feel more myself and centered I do yoga.
Selena, just real quick, when's your birthday? Like what year?
April 25th.
Okay, April 25th. Are you an Aries or is that into Taurus?
I'm a Taurus.
Into Taurus. Okay. We're very similar and I need advice on how to establish a yoga routine because, listen, my spirit guides, my counselors, the therapist down the block, everyone has told me, Erin, you should be doing yoga and that will probably just keep you in balance. I have a hard time sitting still. Ugh, my boyfriend is my editor and he's going to hear all of this and he's going to just be right. But like, how do you do it? How'd you do it?
Okay, so I started with yoga with Adrian. She's a YouTube yoga instructor. So I do everything at home, which of course is everything nowadays. But I started with at home just because I didn't want the pressure of like an outside class or like, you know, some of those poses can be vulnerable at times. So I started at home and she has every January, she does a 30-day yoga challenge. And like, this is my fourth year practicing yoga. So the first time I started with one of her 30-day challenges and I just kept at it. And after that, it was easy to keep doing it as long as I keep with the challenges. So I continuously every month start a new 30-day challenge and it keeps me going. And weirdly, it always coincides with the kind of day I'm having or, you know, what I need it to be that day. It just always works out. And so I guess I would start there.
I like that.
Yeah.
A challenge where I can be self-competitive is more motivating to me than the concept of relaxation.
Honestly, like some of those meditation ones, it's so hard to sit still. Like sometimes when I'm just like, all right, let's do this, like let's ham it out, I'm ready to like get into some positions and breathe. But like there are some times when they're meditation, at first it's very hard, like I'm not going to lie, especially because you're saying right now that it's like you can't sit still. That may be a challenge, but if you just stick with it, it can be okay. It can be okay. Like, I totally get where you're coming from. Sitting still is something that is still hard for me to do, but like, it'll be worth it.
I love that.
yes.
That's awesome. You said it was yoga with Adrian?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yes. I will definitely be looking up some yoga challenges.
Yes, that's how I started.
Smart idea.
Yes.
Something else I would love to know about, you've talked about painting, poetry. What inspires you? What are your influences when you create? Do they come externally, internally?
I'd say it's a little bit of both. I really just, especially when I was having like writer's block and art block at the same time, I really was just like straight up Googling things like how to get inspired because I'm like, I don't know what to do. And like, I found this quote and I can't remember who said it, but he says that you should try. Inspiration is everywhere. You can pull it wherever you should try and pull it wherever you can get it from. And so I really just like took that to heart and it kind of helped to shift that perspective. So a lot of inspiration comes internally. I am very sensitive to just emotion vibes, but just like emotions, especially I feel them, so heavily. Are you into astrology? Like just sun signs, but like moon and rising.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, I'm a Taurus sun, but Scorpio moon and rising. Mm-hmm. And though that's a very intense sign. So, and that's like my internal world. And so inside it's like very intense. And like, I remember when I was younger, I didn't really know what to do with it. And I used to think that something was wrong with me because I'm like, why am I so sensitive? And like, nobody gets it. Like, yeah. Everybody just calls me sensitive. So I kind of just, I pull from that a lot of the time, like when I'm feeling something, a lot of it is heartbreak too. Like if I'm feeling anything sad, I guess I just try and make something beautiful out of it. Mm-hmm. And then externally, my
that's
mom
so healthy.
Has always been.
I think that's a healthy way of transmuting those less than feelings.
Yeah.
Right off bat, I remember I'm an Aries sun sign, I'm a Libra moon, and if I'm remembering right, and I think I am, I'm pretty sure it's a Scorpio rising.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because I have a dear friend who's a Scorpio, and that was one of the reasons she and I connected, is because I could understand her insanity, you know, because there's an aspect of, I don't know, that crazy energy,
yeah.
that willingness to throw oneself off a cliff to see what happens sort of thing, that I understood, you know,
yes.
On an intuitive level. But also combining that with Aries and Libra, I mean, I'm feisty to say the least.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Can sense that.
Yeah, well.
Yes.
It's what has to happen, you know?
I'm actually very happy that I'm Taurus outward because,
so lucky.
Yes, it keeps me, like, appearing grounded when internally I'm, like...
But I knew we were very close because I'm April 10th. I could literally sense in our energy that our signs were like they had to have been close.
Yes, definitely. And my little sister, she's an Aries, so I'm always tied with Aries.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are always down for a good time. My favorite aspect about being an Aries is that initiator role, the pioneer thing. It's like I will be the first one to say, "Well, let's then do it." You know, and yes. Everyone else will say, let's go.
Yes. Yes. I love that. There's never a dull moment with any Aries. Like they're always doing something fun. It's that fire. True. Yes. Fire in you guys.
This show is about passion, flow, and creativity, which we've touched on all of those things. Something I'd like to know is what does the state of flow feel like for you? And how do you get there? Because you've talked about finding those emotions and then, you know, putting them into words or transmuting them into an image. How do you do that?
Like, I guess how I get super connected to those emotions is honestly marijuana.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So what I like to do to really just help me get into it and like sink in and just like transmute is like, I like to smoke and exactly. And I like to put on some music and just usually it goes from there. Like it's the most, I feel flow. It's not even in my writing. It's actually when I do my art, when I paint, because like I get super stoned, I put on music and then like, I choose my colors and that's it. Like, I don't know what I'm going to paint. I don't know anything. It just flows out.
You literally took the words out of my mouth. That's the exact same way in the past 2 years as a form of self-care and therapy. And I call it channeling as well. I have begun to do artwork in the form of painting and drawing. That's the fun part right there, is that's the only thing I'm in control of as well. I get to pick the colors. But then the rest, if all goes well, is just sort of happening through me.
Yes, that's exactly how it is, honestly. That's exactly how it is. It's almost like a phenomenon. It's the only thing because one day I just picked it up. Like, you know, I never take any classes, nothing like that. My mom just had all the supplies in her room, like from college, and they're old and crusty. But one night I couldn't sleep and I was just like, what the hell? And ever since then, I've been painting.
I have a concept for you and all of you listeners out there. You know, I encourage free thinking. So if this sparks something in you, look it up. If not, it's not for you. And that's also fine. Light language is this term that I began working with a shaman who lives about 45 minutes away from where I live currently in Eastern Washington. And I contacted her at a time where I was sort of having a spiritual crisis. It was very shortly after I had moved back up here. Probably about 6-7 months after. And I just was unwell in my spirit. My connection to the divine just wasn't good enough. It wasn't cutting it. And I reached out. I booked a session with her in which there was just a lot of intuitive healing arts done and performed. She is a Peruvian shamanic practitioner and so many other things. But I went for a session. It was life-changing, to say the least. And she has become a wonderful mentor ever since. She's the one who introduced this concept to me of light language. And it's hard to put into words without having to talk about it for, you know, hours upon hours. But the long and the short of it would be, light language is that free flow from spirit coming through you and taking shape in whatever medium it's going to come through to you in. So some people, light language could sound like music. To some people, light language is words. To some people, it's painting, it's drawing. But the interesting thing that I have found is it's always an art. And the reason I believe that it is an art is because that is the one thing humans are able to create.
Yes.
Besides life.
You know,
which is still a mystery to us even there. So the only other thing that we use the term create for is the creation of something, but that requires the human aspect to agree with the spirit aspect. And then by coming together, much like man and woman come together, create baby, we can then create
art babies.
Yeah, we can create whatever. Our art babies. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's not a concept I even talk about with a lot of people, but now you all know.
Yes. I'm so happy you talked about
it. It was a life-changing one for me.
That's awesome.
How you said it just sort of popped up for you, that's exactly what it did for me. I'm just going to show you one, since, you know, the audio format of looking at this photo.
Whoa, that is so awesome.
And just like you said, it's just, I put my pen to paper.
That's so awesome. I love it. You can feel the energy of that piece. There's so much going on. You just like, it just flows?
Correct.
Wow.
If you're enjoying this bonus episode of Eye to Eye and you'd like to hear part two and get some more bonus content and help support us create content like this and more, starting as low as $5 a month, you can join us at patreon.com/eye to eye podcast. That's EYE number 2, letter I, podcast.